internet.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming to you live from the sunny South Austin studios of the InfoWars Resistance Against the Eugenics Planetary Dictatorship, I am Alex Jones. We have 2 hours laying out for us here today. It is Sunday, July 12th, 2009. And I'd like to thank all of you for joining us today. I've been simulcasting the radio show, the weekday show, from 11 to 3 Central Standard Time for the last 2 years at PrisonPlanet.tv. But I decided to go ahead and move the Sunday show into our studios as well. And we are simulcasting this radio show right now in living color at PrisonPlanet.tv. And you'll want to go over to PrisonPlanet.tv and watch, because this is going to be one of the most important 2 hours of radio I have ever done. In my 14 years on air, there have been many stories that stun me, that stagger even my belief system, that make me even question what I'm looking at. And they're generally government documents, Council on Foreign Relations documents, declassified documents. One of them is Operation Northwoods. In April of 2000, the Baltimore Sun, the Associated Press, and ABC News all did front page, top coverage. ABC Nightly News covered it. Headline, U.S. government planned to bomb and terrorize U.S. cities as pretext to attack Cuba, war with the Soviet Union. And it was declassified, and the government admitted that they had a plan to stage terror attacks across America as a pretext to launch World War III. But thank God President John F. Kennedy had said no. So General L.L. Lemitzer and the boys had him capped. Now, the information I discovered Friday into Saturday that's up on PrisonPlanet.com stunned me so badly, and it dwarfs any other discovery, anything else I've ever covered. Nothing even begins to approach the level and the magnitude of the information you're about to hear today. Now, that said, we did not discover this information. It turns out Front Page magazine, run by David Horowitz, a big neocon pro-war guy, found the textbook and wrote a story weeks ago, and it got no attention. Then some other big blogs went and bought the government textbook and did scans of it. And then Paul Watson discovered Friday that about half the book is on Google Books, and then you can also find part of the book on Amazon. And if you look around enough places, you can find the whole book online. I ordered two of these, a new one and a used one. The used ones are 60-something bucks. New is hundreds of dollars, a government textbook. And it's a textbook out of print. This is a textbook, though, for policy people. This is a textbook for PhDs and academia. Kind of like Carol Quigley's Tragedy and Hope, also 1,100 pages. This treatise is 1,100. And Tragedy and Hope was commissioned by the State Department and the CIA. They were to print 1,000 copies. He was allowed into the official histories of the British Empire, how it had taken over the U.S. with the Federal Reserve Act, how they controlled fascists and communists, how they funded Hitler, how they funded Stalin, and he just brags about it all. And that's Bill Clinton's main mentor from Georgetown. And it's thousands of dollars to get an original of one of those, though other groups have pirated it and republished it. And you can do that with government-funded manuscripts. So you can get a copy of Tragedy and Hope out there if you'd like to. Now, this textbook dwarfs that. And everything that Carol Quigley in 68, when he published that book, has become somewhat passe. We got Al Gore calling for world government. We've got the Canadian Prime Minister calling for world government last week. We have the Pope last week. We're going to play those clips calling for a new world order, world planetary government that you pay carbon taxes to. Ratzinger. Benedict the whatever he is. But the point is, all of this is going on and happening right now. And so all these years we told you about that, and, oh, we're kooks, oh, we're crazy. And I'm like, hey, look at these government documents, and look at these Rand Corporation documents, and look at this congressional hearing about it. And you'd laugh, oh, that doesn't exist. Well, now you see all over the news admitting a world government. Well, you better listen to what I'm telling you right now, because if you like having a stroke when you're 15, if you like having heart attacks at 25, if you like that millions of people are getting early onset of what they call brain disorders, that they're calling, you know, juvenile and other forms of Alzheimer's now. I mean, if you like the fact that kids are dying to your left and dying to your right, and the juvenile cancers are exploding by over 3,000% on average, if you liked that in the 1950s, one out of 33 died of cancer, now it's one out of three. If you like that everywhere you go, people are just devastated. I mean, it's all spelled out by this bastard. I mean, you might want to read how they're killing you. I mean, I'm risking my life to tell you this, but I was thinking about it today. I said, I don't even care if they kill me. I want to keep living, but the point is, how could you not fight something this big, fight something this bad? Look, I'm right about this. This is real, even if you don't want to believe it and you want to laugh at it. Now, we have hundreds of pages of this textbook scanned and posted at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. And it's one of the top featured stories. It's already scrolled down to the bottom of top featured stories on InfoWars and Prison Planet. And Paul Hartman in there and Jaron Neihardt, they're showing you at PrisonPlanet.tv the cover of it by John P. Holdren, Eco-Science, Pollution, Population, Resources, and Environment. Population, Resources, and Environment. And this is a policy report. Now, he later became the head of technological development at MIT and then the head of technology at Harvard, and he's now the national head. This guy is the national director of White House Office of Science Technology, OSTP, directing DARPA, directing Pentagon developments, directing hundreds of federal agencies, private corporations, thousands of universities, the black ops, all of it. This is the guy. Nanotech, genetic engineering, chemical weapons, biological weapons, the whole direction of the country. This is a textbook. And if you read the other two scientists he wrote it with, they're all open public eugenicists, openly calling. Now, he calls in here. We're going to go through this today, piece by piece. But do not believe me. If you're driving down the road, listening to us in Chicago, or listening to us in Los Angeles, or listening to us in Austin, Texas, or listening to us in Miami, we're on big blowtorches like KRLA in Los Angeles and huge blowtorches in Miami and upstate New York and Chicago and News Radio 590 in Austin and so many others and a lot of little stations across the country, Global Shortwave, WWCR and XM and number one internet streaming and InfoWars.com. Number one show on Southcast, number one on Flycast, and on hundreds of other services that list it, we're routinely number one. The point here is do not sit here and play games with you and your family's life. Do not sit there during the next hour and 45 minutes and roll your eyes and suck your thumb or change the channel. Because regardless of who you are, black, white, old, young, a police officer, a firefighter, a school teacher, a doctor, a lawyer, a Palestinian, a Jew, a German, Chinese, Japanese, Mexican, Venezuelan, Inuit, Nicaraguan, South Korean, I don't care who you are. You could be Deutsch. You could be Swiss. It doesn't matter. You could be from South Africa. All of you, and me included, all of us, you and I, are under this attack. This is the only issue. Now, I saw a disgusting story. It's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, how the biggest story of 2009 and the second biggest story in history, according to CNN and others that are gauging it, is Michael Jackson's death. Here's the London Telegraph. Michael Jackson's death, second biggest story of the century after the election of President Obama. Not a million-plus dead Iraqis. Not World War II. I guess that's the last century. Not any of this. No, it's Michael Jackson dying. See, the media is trying to divert you while you're being hit by the eugenicists, while you're being killed, soft killed, with full spectrum dominance. While they're doing that, they want to not just distract you, but set the agenda. set the agenda and totally just get people diverted into these issues that don't matter. Folks, how they're putting poison in the water to sterilize you when we get back. Stay with us.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's NuRevOnline.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay. No more Mr. Nice Guy, say these so-called environmentalists. They're going to put compounds to sterilize you in the water. They're going to sterilize you with vaccines. They're going to have forced abortions and infanticide. They're going to kill your baby because they're really Nazis. It has nothing to do with the environmental movement. We're going to break that down. Now, let me set the table before I plunge into this. If you're listening to us on AM, FM, shortwave, satellite, internet, however you're listening, call your friends, your family, your neighbors, and tell them to tune in to that local station. Or tell them to listen on the web at Infowars.com or GCNLive.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Whatever you do, this is important information, not Michael Jackson's second biggest story of the century after Obama being elected. I mean, this is sick. The biggest story of this century should be over a million plus dead Iraqis from the so-called liberation. But again, if you're watching us at PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see all these documents. Put the book, the textbook, back up on screen for everybody that's watching. And remember that when I talk about this, this is not just one government textbook. This is not just one publication for academics. This is the most important point to this. Remember Dr. Eric Pianka 3 years ago? It's in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. He goes on national TV and says, I think we should kill 90% of the public with an airborne Ebola. Then he goes to the Texas Academy of Sciences and wins the first place award. And the news reports, he gets a standing ovation. And I had the reporters on. They said over 90% of the crowd crying and cheering for over 3 minutes. This was in the two Texas newspapers. Then he went to St. Edward's here in Austin, got another round of standing ovation. When on the PowerPoint, one of the heads of the biology department at UT, Dr. Eric Pianka, projects a PowerPoint of human skulls blown up on the wall, 30 feet high, and says, we need to kill 90% of the public. They start crying in rapture. This is a death cult. The issue is one reporter on the show, when I talked to him, said 95% got up and clapped. He said almost everybody. And here's the big issue. It isn't just the president's top science advisor. When you go to any of these big universities, any biology department, any psychology department, just randomly pick the head of your psychology department or the head of your biology department, Google their name under eugenics or under forced sterilization. And I would say, because I've done this, over 90% of the time, 9 times out of 10, they are going to be for exterminating 80% of the population at least. Some say 90. When I started criticizing Dr. Eric Pianka, I got threatening phone calls and emails. And I even posted a photo of one of his students hugging him, one of his graduate students. And she sent me a threatening email saying, don't put me on your website, even though it was in a newspaper. And then I looked at her name and went and looked up her graduate papers. And then I went and looked up other graduate papers under Pianka. And they were saying stuff like, Pianka is not radical enough. We must kill all humans. Homo sapiens sapien is a cancer and a parasite and bad, and we must kill all humans. And then I had them sending me their graduate papers, going, I'm a doctor of biology working at this. And I assure you, he's a very great man and taught me 15 years ago. And we need to get rid of almost all humans and only keep a few thousand. Folks, this is the majority. This is the norm. My father at the University of Texas, top of his class in the 1960s, they attempted to recruit him. He never even told me about this till he saw Endgame. And my mother was saying, it can't be true. And he said, no, honey, they actually tried to recruit me. The head of the botany department tried to recruit him in to a movement for world government and to carry out eugenics. So when I go over how they're putting poison in the water right now, it's happening right now. They're killing us right now with soft kill weapons. And I'll define soft kill for you. You're being sterilized right now. You're having heavy metals put into your brain tissue right now. You're being shot up with cancer viruses right now. Understand that if you will just go read his book and read the other government textbooks, that you will see this. And that it is hard to find one of these people that isn't into this. They are a cult of control freaks. They love the fact that they're in all the positions of power and that they're doing this. And they write books laughing at how you don't care and aren't involved. And so that's how evidence through social Darwinism shows that you don't care, so you deserve to die. Now listen to me carefully. This is not shock radio. This is shocking reality. Hitler was real, what he did. He was only a side group. He was only one small, poquito branch, a mini branch of this larger system of crypto eugenics. Now, remember this article I made a big deal out of? We're going to play a clip coming up later of U.S. News. ABC News said, billionaires, the richest in the world, met to help humanity, but wouldn't say what the secret meeting was. But then the organizer of the meeting talked to the Times of London and said, well, the British are ready to hear this. We met to discuss how to reduce the world population through a world government. Here's the Times of London. This is as big as the New York Times worldwide. This is one of the biggest newspapers. It's in the top three worldwide. And the headline is, Billionaire Club in Bid to Curb Overpopulation. America's richest people met to discuss ways of tackling a disastrous environmental, social, and industrial threat. See, they're the heroes. They're the saviors of the world. This is how they phrase it. This is how they pose it. But not only are these people madmen, not only are they wanting to kill the majority of us, but they, in their internal documents that are declassified, like the Royal Commission on Population, 1949, state it's not even really about saving the earth. That's their excuse to academia to carry out a program of mass extermination. And they say with our nanotech and our genetic engineering, even by the 60s, we can kill the earth repeatedly and just regenerate it. That's why they've created seed vaults, human arcs, animal arcs of the DNA. And they admit that they're actually geoengineering plagues in the final phase that will wipe out most of the surface growth on the planet and most species. They're not worried. They're so delusional and so nihilistic, they say they're going to rebuild the planet. So all you environmentalists out there that kind of go, well, there are too many people. It's a tough decision, but you've kind of received the common knowledge, the open secret that, well, I guess we do have to get rid of people. They're getting rid of you, stupid. That's why you can't have kids. That's why you're dying of cancer at 45. They're killing you, dummy. You're not part of the elite. There are a lot of racists emailing me and say, yeah, we got to get rid of the blacks and Hispanics and Asians. They outnumber us. Hey, dummies, even if you're a racist and stupid, the elites are actually targeting you more than they're – the elites over and over again in these eugenics documents, we're going to get into them coming up, say – we got to first kill off the smart whites and Jews and people and Germanic Northern Europeans, or they will get in the way of our master plan. They'll be smart enough to discover the plan and stop us. Then we can wipe out the brown subhumans. We'll come back, go over this. Most important story ever. Stay with us.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
We are back live. Here is the new toll-free number to call the Sunday Show and the Sunday Show only. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, or local lines 512-646-1776. Your calls are coming up in the next hour, but I rarely do this with listeners. We're only taking calls on the subject of eugenics, but that is a wide area to discuss. State Department Memorandum 200, written in 1973, says the official U.S. government policy is to start wars, create famines, pay governments to forcibly sterilize their women to reduce world population. So when you talk about war, it's about killing people, period. Official, declassified in 1992, written in 1973. So when we talk about the GMO food, which just so happens to always sterilize the different rodents they tested on, and then it always gets approval, they know what they're doing. When we talk about an 87% reduction in U.S. and European sperm count, and even the ones that men have don't have tails and can hardly swim, it's because it's done by design. These are weaponized food crops on record. I've had top geneticists and engineers on. We have the declassified government documents with the Australians in the 50s. That's in my film Road to Tyranny, made in 2002. The Age newspaper, their big newspaper, admitted sterilizing the Aborigines, putting stuff in their water. This is going on right now. Right now. That's why I hear public service announcements and doctors that are on the radio, all these shows going, drink your tap water. Don't drink bottled. Don't filter it. Trust the government. Please drink the water. Don't filter the stuff you bathe in. Let your children absorb that. We're putting special nutrients in there to help you. But the public just doesn't believe them at a gut level, you know. Well, I could go on for hours with background evidence and information. Why was I staggered, stunned Friday into Saturday? Well, I saw a front page magazine story. That's a contributor to Fox, David Horowitz. And then I went, but Horowitz didn't give any photos or documents of the book. So I started looking for the book. And sure enough, Watson had simultaneously seen it. He wrote a big story about it at PrisonPlanet.com with the screenshots Some other sites picked it up, did a great job. John Holdren, Obama science czar, says forced abortions and mass sterilization needed to save the planet. Book he authored, which is actually a policy textbook, this is for policy level, advocates for extreme totalitarian measures to control the population. Now, see, what did Dr. Eric Pianka in his books and his public statements at UT say? It's all the same. He said we need a worldwide police state like China to carry out forced sterilization and reduction of the population. And what would be ideal would be an airborne Ebola to kill at least 90%. And then his students, like piranhas, attacked me when I criticized him and said kill all humans. This is on record. Folks, just Google a PhD paper on population control. You'll get millions of hits because these little bastards, these little PhDs, are proud of themselves. I mean, you're neck deep in them. This is the norm, what you're about to hear. But why this hit me so hard is this is the head science advisor over all the science programs of the federal government and hence UN funding by extension and IMF and World Bank operations. It's all unified. And I read hundreds of pages of the book. What is online at Google and Amazon, they have large sections of it at universities posted, screenshots. I've got, again, two of the books, a new one and a used one, on the way to me ordered at Amazon. Since we posted a link to it, it's sold out on Amazon because it's only a used book. John P. Holdren. And then you look at the other authors of it, the other two authors, they're both calling for world government, same crap, in public speeches today. Now, the reason this is so important is he's now come out and calling for similar things, and he wants the global carbon tax, which they admit is about starving you, getting the country in debt, the world in debt, and then artificially restricting resources to where you can't even afford to have children. But let's go through what he calls for. Women could be forced to abort their pregnancies whether they wanted to or not. The population at large would be sterilized by infertility drugs intentionally put in the nation's drinking water and in the food. And they talk about how to do it. And they've already now been caught in Africa, in Latin America, in Asia, in Australia doing this. See, when I read this book, probably 250 pages I've read in the last few days, because I'm reading it slowly, every paragraph is everything I already knew. See, we had about 80% of the pieces. The biological UN diversity assessments, the RAND Corporation, the Council on Foreign Relations reports on this, books written by the Queen Elizabeth's husband, the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip, books by Prince Charles, you know, hundreds of publications, university statements, government programs. But when they do it as a government program, they then don't list everything. It's just these eugenicists run the program. And the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation with special vaccines, an AIDS vaccine for everybody in Africa, which then in the trials happens to sterilize you, or bird flu being mixed with vaccine trials in Europe and suddenly people dying en masse and giving it to the poor and suddenly they all die. In fact, people don't believe that. Just Google homeless dying bird flu trials, just dying en masse, or how people are dying en masse from the Gardasil. And then when it comes out, the Gardasil's killing people. It's in mainstream news. Merck planned to send out hit teams. In fact, pull that up next, or they won't believe that, too, about the Merck hit teams. Merck planned to, quote, liquidate doctors that criticize them. Now, because, see, this is all good, according to them. That's why it came out with Bayer Pharmaceutical. They shipped out over 1 million ampules of factor VIII full of HIV and hepatitis B and C, knowing what it would do. And it came out in legal documents. Even MSNBC covered it. You can just Google on YouTube. Factor VIII Bayer, you watch the newscast, where they knowingly put it in there and then shipped it out when they knew. Because it's their religion to kill you. London Telegraph, homeless people die after bird flu vaccine trial in Poland, and they died in mass. Go read it. Folks, you cannot make up the magnitude and how serious this is. I can't believe I'm the big radio host and the guy with the giant sights fighting this. I can't believe it's me. Why am I the one fighting it? Why am I the one that sees it? The yuppies are too self-assured, too arrogant, too haughty, too, oh, yeah, sure, huh? And they wonder why their little kid's dying of cancer at age 9. Listen, your football doesn't matter. Your acting cool doesn't matter. Your Michael Jackson dying doesn't matter. You're being hit with chemical and biological weapons. This Obama's head of science also called in AP and Reuters for chemtrailing and spraying the atmosphere, quote, to save the environment. And it just so happens these chemtrails, they denied all these years, and they now admit on the front page of the Wall Street Journal saying it'll save the earth. And in Atlantic Monthly, they call for it in the July-August issue. I'm not even looking for this stuff. He's on the news in AP and Reuters and Atlantic Monthly and Wall Street Journal and everywhere else calling for blimps and aircraft spraying, and that's exactly what we said they were already doing. They admit, oh, those were just tests. Barium salts and aluminum dioxide that causes Alzheimer's and sterilization and a bunch of other endocrine disruptions in all mammal species. They're hitting us and hitting us hard. And we spent all these years warning you as you laughed at us, and now they come out and declassify they're doing it, but say it's for the earth. And the idiot yuppies go, good, spray me, it's for the earth. Listen, dummies, it's not for the earth. It's for sterilizing you. That's where everybody's getting Parkinson's types and Guillain-Barré's. I go to Target or someplace, and a third of the people aren't able to walk now. I see 25-year-olds and 30-year-olds shaking as they buy the... We're getting hit hard here with chemical weapons! And you're like, oh, don't get upset about it. It's supposed to be yell and cry about football or Michael Jackson or something. Ladies and gentlemen, this is real. You know, the good news is I was on ABC News and Drudge and a bunch of other big sites, and it was Al Gore calls for world government. Russian president calls for world reserve currency. Pope calls for world government. At least now you know I didn't lie to you about all that over the years you laughed. Now maybe... maybe you'll research what I'm telling you and decide to take over the shadow government and stop them. Do you like them killing you? Do you like them hitting you and hitting you hard? Is this fun? Is this a game? Is it cute? Is it cute that I'm risking my life to warn you? Maybe they're right. Maybe you want to die. Maybe it's good.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extracts, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, your phone calls are coming up when we start the second hour, only on eugenics. Are you 25? They already told you you have Alzheimer's. You go get CAT scans, your brain is full of aluminum and mercury from the vaccines and from what's put in the air and water, what's sprayed by the government aircraft. On record now, Wall Street Journal, Atlantic Monthly. I mean, look at Atlantic Monthly. They have this big giant chemtrail story in here, and they have a debate. They go, oh, the government's been doing tests of spraying us with chemtrails. Is that a good idea? I'll go over that story later in the next hour. The point is, that I don't make any of this up, no matter how crazy it sounds. This is out of the Australian.news.co.au, one of their biggest newspapers, the Australian. Vioxx maker Merck & Co. drew up Dr. Hit List. An international drug company made a hit list of doctors who had to be neutralized or discredited because they criticized the anti-arthritis drug and pharmaceutical giant. Staff at the U.S. company Merck & Co. emailed each other about a list of doctors, mainly researchers and academics. By the way, a bunch of people did get killed, but they just say in the court case, oh, we just meant send hit teams to their house. We just used the term hit team, meaning being friendly. We didn't mean that was a figure of speech, though a bunch of people have gotten killed. So not connected to them. They're very nice people. It goes on. A staff at the U.S. company Merck & Co. emailed each other about the list of doctors, mainly researchers and academics, who had been negative about the drug Vioxx or Merck, and a recommended course of action. We may need to seek out and destroy them where they live, quote, a Merck employee wrote, according to an email excerpt from the court case. And it goes on if you want to read that. So I have a problem. I tend to get up here on air and then make a statement and then want to document it for you. and then we kind of get stuck on that point, and when it's not really the main point. John Holdren, Obama's science czar, says forced abortions and mass sterilizations need to be done to save the planet. Now, if you go to prisonplanet.com or infowars.com and click on this master article written by Paul Joseph Watson, the article itself is 18 pages long. This article is 18 pages long, and in this article, we have screenshots of dozens and dozens and dozens of the key pages from the book. These are scans of the academic textbook. This is a above PhD textbook for government. And we have screenshots of the front of the textbook and the key pages where this guy calls for women to be forced to abort their pregnancies inside the U.S., whether they wanted to or not. The population at large needs to be sterilized by infertility drugs, intentionally put into the nation's drinking water and food. Single mothers and teen mothers should have their babies seized from them against their will and given away to other couples to raise. See, CPS was set up by eugenicist groups 89 years ago, 90 years ago, but about 100 years ago in England. The family courts, that's why they're outside of judge, jury, that's why they're outside of due process. It's a racial hygiene court. It's what they were called in the U.S. People who contribute to social deterioration can be required by law to exercise reproductive responsibility. In other words, be compelled to have abortions or be sterilized. A transnational planetary regime should assume control of the global economy and also dictate the most intimate details of Americans' lives using an armed international police force. And it goes on. Now, I'm going to go through the actual quotes coming up after we take calls in the next hour. But I want you to understand that all of this is being implemented, and this is the textbook created by the man who heads up the federal government's science operations. This is for real. Forced abortions, mass sterilization, a planetary regime, world government with the power of life and death over American citizens, the tyrannical fantasies of a madman, or merely the opinions of the person now in control of the science policy of the United States. Now, you can go read EcoScience at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. You can go see this for yourself, but understand that don't stop there. Randomly pick the head of the psychology department at your local university. Randomly pick the head of biology at your local university. Randomly pick the head of the state psychiatry board. Randomly pick the head of the water board. And go look, and 9 times out of 10, they are going to be a public eugenicist. Ladies and gentlemen, they run almost everything. And now they're calling for George Monbiot, big writer of the London Guardian, was in a big story a couple months ago where hundreds of top journalists called for a planetary government to carry out the green carbon taxes and population reduction. And Monbiot came out Friday with an article we covered and said, I want to restrict all free speech and have government certification of blogs. Nancy Pelosi's been calling for that. The federal government's been calling for that. A fairness doctrine, not just over talk radio, but the internet, where you're not allowed to criticize planetary warming and you can't say the sun's causing it. They're actually calling for that to be a form of hate speech. And the House has passed, the Senate's set to pass, the hate crimes law, saying that they can basically list whatever they want as illegal. Same thing with the Cyberbullying Act. It's all happening. These people mean business. Now, you may be a control freak. You may see yourself as an elitist. But you're drinking the sodium fluoride water, and that's only one of hundreds of chemicals they put in that's known to sterilize and brain damage. You are taking vaccines full of all of this garbage put in there by design and the cancer viruses that have been found in every major vaccine. We've got Dr. Salk and others bragging how it gave 98 million Americans cancer just in the first round of polio shots. That's a U.S. government report. Would you like me to pull it up? Maybe during the five-minute news break I can find that and pull up Dr. Salk saying that on video and laughing about it. Or pull up the government report, 98 million. Now, you may think 98 million of you since the 1950s to now dying of this stuff's fun and cute and great. But let me tell you, it isn't fun to me. You may think you can do the little yuppie cultural deadness of giggling about it, but that won't get you past all this. Now, a lot of you laughed about me saying they want a world government to carry out eugenics. That's their own statement, the 1996 Biological Diversity Assessment official UN policy, saying they want a world government so they can carry out the orderly reduction of population by 80%. And there's hundreds of other documents. And my film Endgame covers hundreds of those documents. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. By the way, did we get whatistheendgame.com back up? That site had crashed. It's back up. A full bibliography on it. A full bibliography of the film, everything footnoted. If you want to go there and find out about eugenics, that's the best place to do it. But right now, before we go to break, I want to play Al Gore 3 days ago before the Times of London at a press conference saying global government, global governance will carry this out. Now, I posted the video days ago because the headline wasn't about global government. It was just in a video I posted, and then Drudge Report picked it up Friday. But before that, I got dozens of emails or more saying I was a liar. Global governance doesn't mean government. Listen, dum-dums, and I'm not talking to my general listeners, but those that are in denial, governance means government in the dictionary. Okay? I assure you that we'll pull that up later and put it on screen. The definition of governance means government. But we'll show that to you from Merriam-Webster Dictionary Online. How's that sound for you? Because I'm not going to have denial. This radio show is about hardcore information warfare. Play Al Gore. I assure you Al Gore exists. Here is Al Gore. It comes up in 30 seconds.
News from the United States. Within 1 month of taking office, President Obama secured $80 billion U.S. for renewable energy and green infrastructure. And then just 2 weeks ago, the House of Representatives passed the Waxman-Markey bill, which, for all of its flaws, does put a price on carbon and is very much a step in the right direction. It achieves real reductions below the 1990 base level by 2020. And that is the threshold that many have said, including many in China, is the threshold that will dramatically increase the prospects for success. But it is the awareness itself that will drive the change. And one of the ways it will drive the change is through global governance and global agreements. But the many business leaders who have been
all right, we'll
here,
be right back.
Are among
they're seizing the economy, giving it to themselves while putting poison in your water and the air. They're killing us. This isn't a joke. Get in the game. We have their internal textbook.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.